Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Uh-oh. The Dagger.
Yep.
West Side all
yep.
day, every day.
That's
L.A.
Right.
R.I.P. Mac Drizzle.
Yeah,
was in a hype and feeling kind of good.
Yeah, I mean,
this is what it is.
It is. You ever felt
this
good?
A guy.
Yeah.
Here
that's
we go.
How I'm feeling
yeah.
right now.
I don't think y'all ready for this.
No,
it's real.
Dagger.
Yo. Yo. Now I'm a dangerous menace. That's why I'm cynically devious, so mischievous. I keep the weed pills drinking us, twist the bus, lift your spirits up, sink your love boat, send your wife home, butt naked with a sore throat, victim of the long stroke, I'm racking my stacks, stacking my stacks, you stuck still, I'm running these laps, avoiding these traps, you niggas want me to slip, now I've reached a point where I don't give a fuck or a shit, you spit or a quick piss, you faggy wearing lipstick, bending over letting niggas stick you with they distance, I flip tips quick, I be working with fast money, and it move hands so fast, you can't get none from me, sipping on some rummy, where the sun is dark. I hit the park and spark. All these guppies scared of the shark. My bark is loud, but my bite is much worse. It's the first curse in the first words of my first verse.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, Beezy, back off me.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
And when you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, Beezy, back off me. I'm Harvey Dent, always getting bent, but y'all forgot me. I lie, cheat, steal, way too high for ice hockey. I'm really cocky, everything I do has a purpose. You only see the surface.
Never trust it.
That's why you're nervous.
Uh-huh.
I provide a service, A to Z. Arson with activity, burglary with KIP. Fuck that nigga, Big Moon, but that's only three. I got 23 more letters, and everyone's a plan to get the mad fam more chatter. I'm feeling much better. It's like an end to a scandal.
Since everybody wants the truth,
let's see how much you can handle. Because everybody lies, gets lied to or lied on. Your presidents and priests collide, and I ain't doing nothing wrong. Never been an ex-con, too busy being a con man. What I do surprises you, then you will never understand. Always have my style, rough, rugged, with no grain. Friends call me Harvey Dent, foes call me Two-Face.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, beat me back off me.
Ugh.
This beat is too saucy.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, beat me back off
me. On a vacation, put the balance to bed. Chivalry is dead, you all will get the dagger instead. And I'm all about this money, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
It's only money, dagger, dead.
Why I gotta be without killing Jack and Jill to pay off Pierre and Paul. I'm robbing Lucy for Ethel, got Ricky watching it all.
Clap.
Shit happens, watch where it falls. Sometimes I step in it, sometimes on the call.
Yeah.
Grabbing my balls, I'm breaking laws, taking fades and making calls. Setting up me, got women skeeting, I can do it all. My flaws are very few,
but
they're a part of my nature.
Yeah.
Got me doing dirty shit, sometimes it's lower than spray.
What you gonna do?
I make you laugh, make you cry, make you sit and wonder why. Make you smile, make you laugh, calm you down and get you high. I got one goal, don't ever stop until I reach the top. I'm all about the future, fuck the past, is you in or not?
This beat is too saucy. Life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread
yeah.
softly.
Ugh.
Yo, beat me back off me. This beat is too softly.
Ugh.
And life is too costly.
Ugh.
When you walk and tread softly.
Ugh.
Yo, beat me back off me.
That's all it is, dog. Don't trip. Don't worry about it. It's just ugh right about now. Shit is real grimy right about now. You know what I mean? But it's all right. Don't trip. Kick back, smoke some weed, pop a pill. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah.
Merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named
Yes, she's a hoe.
Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slipback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, niggas. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Check out my boy, The Dagger, on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
What's cracking, y'all? Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, yes, once again, we here. Made it through another week. A lot of shit going on. I see a lot of things going on in the world, and I guess we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of some of it. Well, we never get to the bottom of it, but at least we're going to talk about it and see what we can get off our chest. We'll see who calls in. I got a special guest hopefully going to still call in tonight. Looking forward to that. Dagger News Beauty of the Week. And, oh, man, do I got issues? Yes, I do. Y'all know I always got issues, and I'm going to try to see if any of y'all can help me with my bullshit that I got going on. But it's good to at least know that, you know, I'm not going all the way completely crazy like I be feeling like I'm going. But anyway, let's get down to business, all right? Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, you know, there's no Bang Out Radio, no X and B models. The awards show has been moved, y'all, so it's okay. Don't trip out. You know, we're going to get the information out. It has been, the award show is still popping. Don't get it twisted. We're still going to figure out who's the best in their categories, all right? But just had to get moved and shifted around real quick. But don't even trip because it's going to get that much bigger, that much better, all right? So just cool down, relax. But also, all independent artists, everybody out there doing y'all thing. I see a lot of y'all got music going on. I need y'all new music. If y'all out there doing music and, you know, you ain't sent me nothing, y'all need to just trip it. So keep me with fresh music, all right? I know y'all producers, all y'all out there doing all kind of shit, man. Give me all your new shit. I see y'all posting up all shit every day and everything, but, I mean, email me some shit, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, all right? But besides that, shout-out to all independent artists because, again, you know, without y'all knowing what y'all doing, I wouldn't have nothing to play because, you know, that regular shit I do not fucks with. And last but not least, as always, just anybody that takes 2 hours out of their day, you know, to listen to me sit over here, talk, drink, smoke, kick shit with the homies that call in and play these independent artists and that support these independent artists, all right? So thank you all as well. And y'all is really about to call my bluff, I see, huh? Because downloads is getting cracking. If I reach 500 downloads, then we're going to extend the show. I'm going to drop a little bit more change, and we're going to extend the show 3 hours and get y'all a couple more, you know, some new features and shit. And y'all is up to, like, 450. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the music. Like I said, I know maybe about 20 people that actually listen to this show that I know. So all the rest of y'all that's out there listening to this, thank you. You know, and but hold on, let's just go straight to the phone lines real quick because they've been here hanging out from the jump before we get into some brand new music straight out the 410. Hold up. 9079, you got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, I'm trying to have a co-hosting job, and I'm wondering, can I co-host for you just for the day, or just to see how I do. If you like it, you can do another co-host for you every Sunday.
Fuck it. All right, man. Slap Sundays. We hold this audition, man. We have audition day, so we're going to see what to do. But go ahead, man. Introduce yourself. Who's this?
Yo, this G-Rated. Straight from Baltimore. You know, DJ G-Rated. I like the DJ, too, so, you know.
All right. How old is you, man? How old are you?
I'm 18.
18? Okay, younger. Now, is this something that you want to do? You want to do radio? You want to get into this kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. I love doing radio. Like, radio is my heart, so I love doing radio.
Okay. So what else you got going on? You ain't got school right now, man, family thing. I mean, you're kind of young. That's cool, though, because, I mean, you know, we might be able to cover the age gap right here, because you 18, I'm 30, so there's a lot of difference between that. So we might have to keep things covered, because I don't know what's up with some of these young bucks, man, some of these young girlies nowadays, man. I don't know what's going on with them. Maybe you can help me out, because, you know, you're around there, so I don't know. But But first things we're going to do right here, man, G-Rated, we're going to get into some new music, because I tell my listeners all the time, and anybody that sends me their new music, it's always played first at the beginning of the show. So we're going to get into it just like this, the Witted Boys, What You Say, brand new right here. We'll be right back on Slap Sundays.
Fucking Larry production. But I'm too fucked up. lean. On my glass ass so fucked up, no snap on my snapback. Pin the bitches to the wall, thumbtack. Tell that hoe, bravo, make that ass clap. Triple up, lean in my cup, what's up? Medicated bottle service, nigga, pull up. Yeah, it's coming all night. Pop a couple bottles, I could change your life. Hit this cup, come over here, baby, hit this blunt. Let me whisper in your ear. So fucked up, she can't believe what I'm saying. That's the bullshit a young nigga ain't playing. Pinky two token, two bottles of goose. Got a nigga feeling like he about to shoot through the roof. Fill my cup up, cause I'm so fucked up. And when you see me in the club, just yell, what's up?
Same nigga yelling out, let's get it. Chase shot by smoke. Bitch, I'm a vet. Exhale, no choke. Know what it is. Choice blunts the bowls. But right now, nigga, tiki too toast.
That's after my nigga Dustin Martin. Dustin Morris, locked up.
I'm gripping on the mic so hard that my fingers break, and the lyrics so cold that no one cares what singers making. These other rappers faker than the Jerry Springer station. This rap will get better, just make sure you bring your patience. Yeah, I said patience, I've arrived, stop the waiting. You can keep the hating, that gives me motivation. The dragon has awakened, spitting fire in your face, and now you looking like you shaking. This music has you taking.
Well, where is this taking me?
A desolate wasteland. Give me my space, man, I'm higher than a spaceman. This is so easy, man, I'm feeling like a caveman. I got people rolling even more than a rave can.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I'm getting really wild. I learned how to freestyle really early as a child. Before I could walk, I was flowing like the Nile. I came here to talk so we could be here for a while. So listen, motherfuckers, stupid suckers causing ruckus. Eat you up like hummus. To sum this up, don't fuck with us. You'll get thrown under the bus. If we have to hear you fuss, I'll pop you like a pimple, and your head will be the pus.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ
I'll leave the flow torn, ripped up like it's lacerated. Right when I was born, I spit it, and that's not exaggerated. I can tell this got you mad, it's so bad you have to hate it. Now your girl's wanting more, my flow has her infatuated. Back in rap school, top of class is where I graduated. Now I'm like the principal, I'll teach you some, get educated. I'm an artist with the beat, I got this shit decorated.
Yo, is this mic working?
It's about to be annihilated. Holy shit, I'm killing it, don't lie to me, you feeling it? I'm not quitting this until I make a million, bitch. If the mic is blood, I'm spilling it. I told you I was killing it, the rap against my empire, give me beats and I'll be building it. I'll start with the beat, and then it's like construction. When I'm finished, you're confused like alien abductions. At least I think you will. That is my assumption. I know that the mic after this probably won't even function.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone hit the DJ before he leaves it broken.
You might think I'm smoking, you're right, I'm higher than the ozone. I rolled the blunt tight, smoked it, now I'm in my own zone. I break the mic in half when I flow just like my old phone. If you aren't feeling this, then bitch, you need to go home. If you don't like rap music, then you're in the wrong stadium. Give me the mic and I'll be balling up this gymnasium. Remember the name D, can't put that shit in your cranium. Going so hard on this beat, they'll rename it Titanium. I'll rep where I live too, that's in the 512. Down here we're never scared, you think I'd hide from you? In my squad, I got my goons, we do it big. In my crew, we kick it like we've all been trained in the art of Taekwondo. Ooh, that one hurt the mic, I might have left it bruised. It's alright, this flow is tight, I'll leave the crowd amused. I talk to rap music and my music they've approved. Now that I broke this mic, I prove my flow to you.
Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken. Oh no, I don't think he was joking. We don't know what the hell he's been smoking. He's holding that mic so hard it's like it's choking. Someone get the DJ before he leaves it broken.
Yeah, I would keep rapping, but I don't think this mic's gonna be working too much longer. Y'all keep it sleazy, alright?
Peace.
So I understand you just got back from Iraq.
For real? Yo, what's it like?
What's it like? What I'm supposed to say to that? It was cool. There was bitches. Okay, there was bitches, but a lot of them had, you know, they was covered up in them curtains and stuff they be wearing. But I digress. It was war. It was war, basically. War. You know what that's like? Motherfucker like shooting. Bombs blowing up. And, you know, this scared me. It scared the out of me. Matter of fact, I myself over a dozen times and ran out of toilet paper after the second time. So you know what that meant, right? I had to use the thumb, man. It was kind of nasty. But, you know, the good thing about it was they stopped taking me out on patrol because my name became Stink Bomb. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, I was giving away our position because of the smell. That was fine with me. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to leave me back. And I was like, well, y'all go ahead on because I don't need y'all anyway. I'm rich, bitch.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sunday's the Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Chilling, maxing, and relaxing. And of course, hold on real quick. Gotta get things in order. I don't know why I don't do this during the break, because I'll be chilling. Sipping my drink, and what am I sipping on tonight? Some more of this tequila right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And right now we got G-Rated, still here?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
All right, man, yeah, he's going through, my man G-Rated right here, going through the interview process. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man, like I said, because we all about honesty over here. Now, straight off top, I'm on the fence about you right now because, you know, you there's not many people that can just walk into, like, a job area or something and be like, you know what, I want a job. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you just called. I mean, you did hit me up last week, but like I said, it's just been kind of busy and everything, so I didn't wasn't able to get back to you. But then you just call in like, man, I'm here for an interview. Like, you know what I mean? That's like walking into, you know, the White House talking about trying to be president. You know, it's an interesting kind of concept. But I mean, but I respect the heart, though. You know what I mean? I respect that. Like, you know what? Like, fuck that. I'm trying to be on the radio. Like,
yeah, you know, I'm trying to go get in the radio business too. Like, I'm trying to be a part of your radio family. Like,
Let me ask this though. Now, why this show? I mean, there's a lot of shows going on. There's a lot of people out here doing all kind of blog talk shit. A lot of people trying to, you know, there's a lot of shows out there. Why this one? Have you actually listened to the show? You heard my show before?
Yeah, I heard your show, and I heard a whole lot of shows. I heard about this radio show called Cyber Radio.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
I heard about Cyber Radio, and Cyber, this radio host named Cyber, he's not trying to let me co-host. But every time.
Well, go ahead. What? No, go ahead. Why not? Why wouldn't he let you?
Yeah, every time I try to, like, ask them, can I co-host, and I called them up and talk about all co-hosts with you today, but every time I do that, he never let me co-host. Like, he keep on getting in and getting, like, he want to talk about it. He keep on answering other calls, but except going to me, and I want to talk to the callers, too. I want to be on the radio with him, too, but he never put me on the radio. He always put himself on the radio as a caller. Keep
now,
on talking without letting me talk.
Okay. Now, let me also ask. Now, what do you do, G-Rated? Like I said, are you in school? Like I said, we got to know what's going on with you. Because, I mean, it's not me that's really going to decide if you can come on this show and be here. I mean, it is my show, but, I mean, it's the people that's going to decide. You know what I mean? Because I'm coming up on a whole year now. And this one right here, I started off with this show. Like I said, I got my show on Wednesday. That's more ladies' night, you know what I mean? And I already got a co-host over there. Shout out to Queen V. She's doing real good right now and everything over there. But over here, this has always been, you know, Slash Sundays, and people always just know what to expect over here. They know what not to expect. So, I mean, it's not about me. It's about what they want. Because every time I do a show, every time either during the show or right after the show or even a couple of days after, I get hit up all the time like, yo, good show. Who's this, who's that? You know, people tell me about the show. Like I said, out of the 20 people that I already know that listen to the show, like I said, I just hit about 450 people, and we still climbing. Because these people out here, I don't know what they like about me or what they like about what I'm doing, but they're talking their ass off about this show. So I don't want you to – so it's about them. You know, I'm here to do to help support them, and that's what I'm all about. So I want to make sure you understand that, because it's not just me. You know, I can say yes, but if 450 people say nah, I keep doing what you're doing, then I may have to just do that. I'm just letting you know. But I mean, but today we good. You know, what I mean, we chilling right now, we hanging out and everything. But like I said, this is just an interview. But like I said, what do you do, man? Let people know about you. Let people know what they might, you know, why do we want you on Slap Sundays? Why do you want to be here? You got to talk to the people. Let them know why you should be here.
Because mostly I got talent to be on the radio. Like, I'm an on-air radio host talent. Like, I got talent to be on the radio. I know what to say. Mostly, to me, radio is just easy. Like, I know what to say. Like, if there's a party, I'm mostly talking about parties. You see, radio, us radio DJs, we need to talk about parties, what's going on in the world, like what parties are going on happening or what event happening. I know how to do that.
Okay, so I mean, and where are you from? What city are you in? Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh, Baltimore, Maryland. Oh, you way up. Damn, what time is it over there right now? Like 9, 10 o'clock?
It is 10:31.
10:31, okay, 3-hour difference. Damn, not bad. All right, and then also, you in school or are you in school right now? What are you studying? Because, I mean, we gotta see what's up. Were you like a street cat? I mean, what do you do? Work? You got a job?
Yeah, I'm at a school job. School job at St. Elizabeth High School. Like, I work at the school for a school job, and I do maintenance and all that.
Okay, all right. Now also, you realize you can't just walk on the show and just be like, you know what, I'm just going to co-host this while I'm doing. You know, you gotta promote the show. You gotta get new listeners. You gotta do that, right? You can't just walk over here and be like, you know what, I'm on the show, I'm gonna do this. Are you gonna be able to bring in new people, new callers? Are you gonna be able to bring more attention to the show, or are you just gonna come in and just chill?
I'm gonna promote the show.
But if you come on, then it's gonna be our show. It's not just gonna be mine. Then we're gonna be in it together. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm gonna be on your head. That's why I'm on your head now. This is the interview process, and I gotta ask these questions because it's taken a long time just to get where we at now, and I can't afford to fuck nothing up. Just being real with you. So
yeah,
you feel me on that at least. Like you know, if you worked on something for so long or whatever, you're not just gonna let somebody just come by. It's like building up the sandcastle and the big muscular nigga come over and just kick the sand in your face. You know, we can't let that happen. It's gotta be strong. So I gotta make sure, you know, we on the same page about shit.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna promote yourself.
But like I said, but this is not gonna be, it's gonna be our show. So I mean, do you have people that? Because I've seen some of your little posts or whatever. Not, I'm gonna say a little like that. But didn't you have a radio show? Weren't you doing your own little radio? Weren't you doing your own radio thing? What happened with that? Why not stick with your own?
Oh, because the own radio thing is not working out for me.
Why do you think that is? That's what I mean. Because like I said, I did the same thing you had to do. I started out with like no listeners, nothing, woo, whatever. So you can't give up on that and just jump onto something else. I didn't do that. You gotta do it yourself. I mean, I feel like I was feel like I'm denying you the chance to make yourself better if I allow you to come over here. Maybe I'm feeling that way a little bit. You don't feel that way? You don't feel you'll be hindered?
No.
All right. Well, like I said, we're still talking. I'm going to see if my special guest is going to still call in and see if she's coming in tonight. I see some other callers just chilling, hanging out. Like I'm saying, it's not. I don't got the final decision. It's up to the listeners. Anybody out there listening? Anybody want to call in? Like I said, always 661-621-7559. Got questions? For my man, G-Ray right here trying to get a co-host position over here on Slap Sundays. Like I said, it's not about me. It's about all of us, all y'all, anybody that's helped build up this show. So, like I said, we're going to see what's up. But we're going to go to the phone line. No, we're not going to go to the phone lines. We're going to go to some new music. We're going to be right back. I see we got a caller coming in real quick. And we'll be right back here on Slap Sundays, all right?
DJ Slick Bitch. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Pop it on the bitch, making nasty.
I'm in this motherfucker and I don't even care. Rocking this fit in this Indian hair. Should I got these niggas coming in at least two pairs? They think it ain't fair, but nigga, you don't do fair. It don't seem right, it don't equal out. Nigga, what you talking about? You both got something in your mouth. You can't be greedy, cause you gotta feed the needy. Shit could be misleading and looks could be deceiving. Come fast like a speedboat. Don't choke with the deep throat. Lick it on your peephole. I had your whole body numb. 2 minutes make it come, cause I does this for fun. I know they heard about me. Shit, they already know the fee if they want some pussy. I ain't fancy, way too classy, but that's not gonna stop me from making it nasty.
Making nasty, making nasty. Drop it on the bitch, making nasty. Making nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Look, bitch, make it nasty. Never let a bubble butt, bitch, walk past. Light skin, sass, set a name, mask. Never knew it bad, but you screaming out that. Damn, in a dope game, need a Grammy. No gag, reflex me, no gag. Go play done, turn it over, I'll smash it. Nothing but a song, but you ready for the action.
You know we get nasty when you fuck with the youngster. I'll have you singing, la 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 bumba. I'm hot like the summer, make you roll like the thunder. It's like a water fountain, man, I got that pussy running.
Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop, pop it on the bitch,
nigga, nasty. Don't trip, I'm all up in this bitch. I got my hands up and I'm shaking my shit. Down, round and round. I'm 4 minute crowd and I'm music off the loud. Shit, I was too turned up. He had me in the cut and I was working my stuff. He meant the nigga wanna fuck. You see, this pussy, this kid, you suck. Look, it's like a thing in the past. Do you really think that you can handle a sack? I can move slow and I can make it clap, but I don't know.
Make it nasty, drop, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty, pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty, drop, drop it on the bitch, make it nasty, make it nasty, make it nasty, pop, pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 flip, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 flip, get the money, fuck the fame.
Luda, rock, ready, big head, switches, pom poms, loud, big bread, Bentley, Gotti line, granddaddy, Skywalker, keys to the charger. Yo, bitch is my new starter. Her and all her partners call me Roddy 700. She hood to money, gang, we sippin' bros, they gettin' blunted. I'm smashing in that Rari, smoking joints and knocking Marley. Y'all go hard in the paint, bitch, I'm
your mailbox.
Pocket full of old white dead big heads. Getting topped off with my drop, that's what I call drop dead. This HB, TPG, FMG, period. We ain't getting money, nigga, is you serious?
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Pocket full of dead guys, we smoking like a train. Look me in my eyes when you talking, and I do the same. Stacks full of dead guys, got more on the way. Call it day of the dead, we about to have us a parade, and celebrate. It's G-Hood Money Gang, and we on the things and moving like the money train. Get money, man, like D-D-G. Get money, man, like Hustle Boys E-N-T. We running things, and really, it ain't hard to see. We getting money, man, the homies got a lot of cheese. Enough for me, enough for them, you know we about to eat. It's the money game, you know the money team.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beat, 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 look, get the money, fuck the fame.
Money, 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 money
ball all day. Heavy in the streets, money on fat. Pockets on obese, first you hustle hard. Grind non-stop, build your clientele and never tell where your stash spot. Money game business, heavy on the block. I'm like a tangle rope, I stay with a knot. I done fucked a lot of hoes, call me you Hefner. I'm all about the money, like a bank teller. My shot crazy good, call me Reggie Miller. I kill you and the bitch nigga next to her. Wow, pockets full of dead folks. We on the grind heavy, when you dead broke.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Get the money, fuck the pain. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Beep, look, get the money, fuck the pain.
If you don't know my name, it's Andre Arnaz.
Brand new shoes, brand new jewels, and I'm looking fly every time I step through, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, hey, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, hey, brand new coupe with the wood guts, and I'm looking good every time I pull up, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, trash that. Cause I'm the man around this bitch and I'm so fly. I don't think that I should land around your chick, cause if I do then it's a wrap. Christmas, I say if I do then it's a wrap. Christmas gift, ayy, see all I do is shine. So why you hate on mine? Is it because I look better? Stay on my grind. You got a clothing line, but you ain't doing nothing. You ain't even owning your city. Stop fronting. I walk in Hollywood clubs with a smile on, so you should hang it up. Yeah, dial tone. Yeah, I hate the way they wanna try me. This rap is in my veins like an IV. You lucky I let your stand beside me, or even get up on them same tracks that I be. Yeah, I'm on my toes like a nollie flip, and I grind like I don't know no other trick. Brand new shoes, brand new jewels, and I'm looking fly every time I step through, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, hey, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, hey, brand new coupe with the wood guts, and I'm looking good every time I pull up, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, scratch that. Why you pay the venue to put you on the show? The venue calls me and pay me on the low. That's cause I rock the crowd and keep it loud. Shout out to King Drastic and Kenny McLeod. Shout out to Hunter Proof and Nick Drew. Shout out to Al B, my f***er, what it do? I go up in the club with enough swag for two. And when you walk up in the club, they say, who are you? My jewels ice blue. Nah, scratch that, my beamer's offset, so my rims gotta match that. All black, everything, Louis V backpack. I remember when I hit Hollywood in that hat. Back, but now we all ride clean with a nice lean. And while you lame, still wearing tight jeans. Ha, I'm on my toes like a nollie flip, and yeah, I grind like I don't know no brand new shoes, brand new jewels, and I'm looking fly every time I step through, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, hey, cause I'm on my grind. Tony Hawk, hey, brand new coupe with the wood guts, and I'm looking good every time I pull up, cause I'm on my grind. Tony Hawk, cause I'm on my grind. I'm Tony Hawk, track that. If you don't know, my name is Andre Arnaz, and I say that on every track, so it's stuck in your head like a syntax. Cause I'm still stuck, and in a few seconds I'm finna blow up. It's time to roll up. Don't blow that bush. I used to smoke that stress until I grabbed. Yeah, I'm on my toes like a nollie flip. Yeah, and I grind like I don't know no other trick. Brand new shoes, brand new jewels, and I'm looking fly every time I step through, cause I'm on my grind. Tony Hawk, hey, cause I'm on my grind. Tony Hawk,
me hawk. Hey,
brand new coupe with the wood guts. And I'm looking good every time I pull up. Cause I'm on my grind.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk.
Hey.
Cause I'm on my grind.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk.
Hey.
Track that.
Show of hands, how many people ever raped a man? How many people ever been raped by a man? All of them. 100%. You can't get no higher than that nook. You step in here, you get raped. Right up the motherfucking brown eye, baby. I raped a few niggas myself. I ain't really enjoy it. Not that much. Shit felt good to the motherfucker, though. I ain't let that nigga kiss me or nothing. But I did tear that motherfucking ass off, nigga. I ain't gonna lie about it. But that's what the man's oppressive system did to me. Now, me, I'm more of a romantic type. I'll still rape you, but I'll definitely stroke your head lovingly while I do it. See, because I want you to like it. Now, you don't have to like it, but Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
What's your name?
Don't think that's,
Tom.
Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang Out Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slash Sunday, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, either chill in the queue, press one to holler at me. We got, my man G Rated right here. Let's see if we can get him back in real quick. Going through his interview process here on Slash Sunday.
No.
G Rated, still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now here's another thing you got to do, G Rated, for me, man. Like I said, that's the thing that kind of irks me a little bit is that you gotta have a clear background. So whoever's in your background yelling, if that's like your mom or your older sister or somebody you can't tell to be quiet, you gotta go somewhere else where it's quiet. So we gotta. But actually, Red, I'm gonna have to mute you real quick too, because I think my special guest is finally called in a little better late than never. So I gotta put you on hold real quick, all right? Because you're not gonna mess up my interview. I'm gonna wait for this, all right? So we'll be back with you in a second, all right? All right, for sure. And let's clear the airways real quick. Hold up, come on. And we could bring in Dagger's newest beauty of the week as well as musician. Trying to talk to her for the longest. Let's see. Come on. Don't mess me up now. Lady Cam in the building.
Lady Cam. What's up, man?
Hold on, man. Now I'm getting feedback. Is that my phone? Let me. I can hear you, but maybe this is my phone. Hold on. Wait. I don't know why all of a sudden my
I'm
hearing a buzz. Are you
hearing
a buzz? You're not hearing a buzz.
I hear a buzz.
You hear a buzz?
I hear one.
All right, there it goes. Sounds like it's gone. Ah, sorry about that. Lady Cal, how is it doing, man? What's up with you?
What's good, man? Just been planning for the upcoming shows that I have. This project I'm dropping called Jazz Box, you already know.
I'm standing. You know, like I've been saying, I've been following. I got much respect for Lady Cam right here. Like I said,
you.
I can honestly say, one of the hardest female rappers out there. I be on your shit. Like, this
is you?
I be on that shit. Like,
thank you.
Also, some real shit, because, you know, on one hand, when I first started listening to your music and I first started hearing it, I was like, okay. Honestly, because you was real, you know, you had the lyrics and everything. I gotta say, most female rappers just really be on that, like, sex. They be trying to be on that sex appeal type stuff or whatever. And don't get me wrong, you are a woman and you're sexy, but you don't gotta come off like that. You know, I mean, you come off hard and you need like respect, like, and that's much respect right there. Because then I actually was like, okay, well, who am I listening to? I actually did some homework, looked at your page, and I'm like, oh, shoot, and she looked, oh, yeah, so you gave it.
on. Thank you.
You're dangerous, Cam. But for those that don't know, Cam, I mean, give people a little bit of a background about you real quick. I know you're out there born and raised in Texas. Before I dig into your bio real quick, because you know I'm going to start dissecting this motherfucker in a minute.
But I know, right? Yeah, well, for the ones
who... talk about yourself real quick a little bit.
Like, for the ones who don't know, I was born in Dallas, Texas. I was raised in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Baker. So I've just been grinding out over the years. We're getting my own production. Like, I make my own beats now. Of course, I write all my material, record my stuff. I'm a model. I'm getting into acting. So I'm just all the way around just a grinder, you know. And I've been putting out mixtapes each year, about to drop the album. But before we do that, I got this Jazz Box project that I'm dropping real soon, probably next week, next Tuesday. It's going to be my 8th CD, so, you know.
8th motherfucking CD, y'all. Like I said, Lady Cam. Maybe Cam been in the game for like 100 of your own songs.
Hold on, I'm sorry. That's the house phone going off while I'm sitting here trying to do a show. Be quiet. No, I'm not picking up the phone. Anyway, I apologize. But see, this might be going on people's background. But no, but like I said, over 100 songs. And like you just said, look at all this. I don't even know what half this shit is that you know how to do. Working Cubase, LE, and SE, Music Generator 1, 2, and like, I don't know what this shit is right here, but that's, you know how to work all this shit, like, the production shit.
Yeah, that's, you know, when you record, when you're in the studio, how they have, like, the programs, you see, like, the little waveform.
Oh, so you don't got to pay nobody to do nothing, huh? You do your own beat, mix it down yourself, you don't got to do shit.
Right, yeah, because when I had my 9-to-5 when I was in Texas, I said, you know what, I'm going to just save up. And the reason why I did that was because, like, every time I try to book studio time, like, something would happen that nobody's picking up the phone. And I'm just like, you know what, I just got disgusted with it. I said, look, just going to get my own studio equipment. So whenever I feel like recording, I could do that.
You could just do it. Like I said, exactly. Like I said, lucky on my end, that's what I'll be on. I'll be on the same shit, you know, trials and tribulations right now. But you know, if I have my own studio, I'll probably live in that motherfucker. All I need is a studio.
I do.
As you should. So what's it like out there, man? Because like I said, I gotta travel. I mean, now that I've talked to Lady Cam and shit, you know, I'm looking up shit where I gotta go. I gotta go through Texas. I'm trying to get out to Detroit. You know, I'm trying to see people where they at and everything. Once I get my shit established on my end, so I gotta come out there and fuck with you. So make sure you keep me posted on the shows. But hey, what shows you got coming up right now? Maybe some people in your area may be listening. What some of those shows you got coming up?
Like, the next one that I have coming up will be Wednesday. This coming Wednesday is going to be at the End Zone in Baton Rouge off of Plank. I'm going to post more of them on my iloveladycam.com website, but I'm probably going to be in New Orleans, like, all this month in August. So every week I'll probably be doing a show in New Orleans. So big shout-out to, you know, the N.O. and Baton Rouge.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, y'all.
Like I said, we got to make all these connections. And then, did you get the beat I sent you?
Which one? No.
Yeah, you got to check it. You got to get on the Bang Out Cypher. And then also, you know, I need some drops over here, Lady Cat. Like I said, you got to go on studio. You definitely don't got no excuses. But if anybody else, you don't got
I know, right?
Because you can just simply go do it. Now, we're going to get into some of this Lady Cat music. Because like I said, you know, you stay in rotation over here. But now that I got you, I want to ask you about a few of these real quick. Because now, here's the ones I'll be on. Let's see. Hold on. Where's that? I love the new remix you did to the that thing. That's knocking. I like that. But I want this. I want to know what's up with the where is it? That ladylike. I like that. It's like you repping for the ladies. But like I said, you keep it G. You a G about it. You don't gotta go the other direction. You a G about it. Like hold up. It's like I'm listening to the homie. Like but still like I said, you are a woman, but like I said, it just sound like you're right. Where did this come from? Like, where? Because I know songs come from places. I mean, what was going on when you wrote this, or maybe what gave you an idea, or you know, what made this come about?
Yeah, well, see, that one, my boy G-Baby, he made the track. Big shout out to him, and I love that dude. I love his production. He's, like, one of my favorite producers to work with besides myself. But I know, right, little plug. But besides that, when I brought the track, you know, I was sitting on it, and I said I was going to wait a while before I write it because it was like an up-tempo beat, and I was doing a lot of slow instrumentals. So there was this line in the song that I produced called Get It, Got It, and everybody used to come and tell me the line, and that's the hook of Ladylike. So when I played the beat when I was in my writing mode, I said, you know what, I'm going to put that line that everybody loves so much, and I'll make a hook about it. So that's how the song evolved, by people just coming up to me off the, off the Get It, Got It, the line that they like, divas and we crazy, like, balling and we lady, like.
I remember that. That's how you, that's smart, though. You can take a line and make it a hook on the next one and get a whole other banger. Like, yes, sir, because, you know, that was what the original tracks sent me. But then you finally, you know, I had to keep begging, like, Cam, can I get some new tracks? Can I get some new tracks? Finally got some new tracks, and then you hit me with some shit like this. So right here, y'all, you know, you're chilling with Lady Cam. Lady Like right here, representing. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Lady Cam. I know, right, like,
what we make around here. My name is Lady Cam, I'm looking around here. So, he asked me, you nasty, you classy, you must do time, cause that right side raspy. So, no, wait a minute, dude, you don't wanna do what I think you wanna, cause you wanna fool, wanna fool around. Get a beat on the sound, show you how to do it now. Know I look good, cause the boy wanna do it now. You don't know me, homeboy, you better move it now. I got what you want, I am what you need. So, I ain't lying like a lady Amazon queen. Don't call correct, and don't even bother. Shut your mouth, fuck, fuck, pop, pop, bother. This is what I tell them when they trying to.
I love it when the music speaks for itself, and then you do the thing like I be doing sometimes with my
topics. And like I said, one of my favorite artists I also like is Twista. And you can flip it up like Twista when you want to, too. You be dropping it down like da 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 da. I'll be loving that. Like, I'll be like, ooh, like, I'll be the verse. Like, I'll be the verse.
Already.
But here we go. Like, and I like I said, The Matter of Time, the OWN, that's one of my favorite tracks, too. I like that because, you know, because
the girl.
Because girls be on that, you know, girls don't be on their own. They be looking for a motherfucker to try to hand it to them and shit. And I can't stand them type of bitches. Excuse my language, but I can't stand.
Yeah.
All right, but like on some real shit, you're like, no, I got my, I'm on my, like, I'm on with that. But the next one I'm going to play, though, that we're going to play, because like I said, Lady Cam two of them, because the next one we're going to play, I want you to bring it for me. Just put your hands on me. This shit gets mad love. On my Wednesday show,
yeah,
you know, Wednesday's ladies' night. You know what I mean? So, and it also shows me like this is what's like, oh, like, see, this is what have me like, you know what? Yeah, Lady Cat, this what made me think sexy now, because I knew you could do it. Like I said, I knew you was like hardcore or whatever, but you put it on this one. So tell me the story behind this one. Is there a little story? Is this dedicated to somebody, or you know what's up? Talk to your boy.
Well, it was like an inspirational record. Yeah, somebody did inspire it. I'm not going to go too much detail, but I wanted to put record out there, not really for, like, a sex reason, but that you can be in a relationship and have a touchy-feely relationship without having sex. That's mainly what the song is about. Put your hands on
it. Yeah, but put your hands on it. Like, but hey, but over here on the West Coast, we translate that to, like, nah, we getting it popping. But, hey, you know, it's okay.
The West Side, huh?
Yeah, over here, I got a pop into this track. So that's what I'm just saying. I know I use it for different reasons. That may be consistent, but over here, ladies, put your hands on me. Here we go, y'all. Lady Cam, round two.
Okay. So put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
Everybody got your interest, and I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, stand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me, and that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever, through bad times and better. No distance or fight, could tear us or shred us. See, tonight is just for us.
You
right, y'all. Put your hands on me. Lady Cam. See, hold on. Let me get her back. See? Killing. Another thing I like about your music also as well, it's like if people listen to it, they can understand mm-hmm. some shit. Because you on that, right. You know, if they, you know, you telling people like, you telling people how to get at a girl, you know, how to holler at if you want to. You want somebody like on that type status, listen, you know, this is how you do it. But, you know, how often, I know you get this a lot, though, dude, how often do motherfuckers just not listen, right? You can put on music, you speaking the realest shit, but don't nobody fucking listen, huh?
Right.
Well, let me ask you, Cam, also Slap Sunday type shit, like, because over here also as well, we try to slap the stupidity out of people because, you know, some people just got the dumbest shit going on in the world. What is some of the harshest or what's some stupidity that you've had to deal with in order to get to where you're at? I mean, because
what story should I tell first, man? Man, this is crazy, though. I don't know, like, as far as, like, industry or, I don't know.
I mean, industry, first of all, I mean, we're going to go industry first, and then I'll ask you, like, just really on some nigga type shit. Like, what is wrong with niggas nowadays? Because I be asking guys what's wrong with females, and it's always interesting to see what people got to say, because everybody got issues. We know this.
Right, exactly. I mean, like, as far as, like, the industry, you know, you have people that don't like you just because you are a female. I actually ran into a few people like that. But, you know, it's just something that you know, never mind and just keep going. Because at the end of the day, once you're bringing in all that money, they're going to come knocking on your door. So I don't even trip about that. I'm kind of grown out of that.
But you way harder than the most niggas that I come across. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. That's not even kiss the ass. Like, it's just awesome real shit. Like, I will bag your shit before I bag some of this other shit. You know, I'm saying, and there's very few female rappers that I'll say that to. There's very few of y'all that gets that as attention. Trust me. But, I mean,
you definitely
deserve it. But
thank you.
Let's see, Lady Cam. Well, like I said, I hope are you cool? You got something else going on? I mean, we got an hour left. I would like you to hang out for the rest of the show if you got time for your boy, or you got other things going on or something.
Oh, no, it's cool. I mean, I'll give
you hanging out.
I hang out for a little while longer.
Okay, thank you. Well, I mean, so I'm just saying, we're gonna officially end the interview section, but before we do that, man, please let everybody know, you know, your links. I see you got a grip of links up here, so I'll let you. I know you know them by heart, so I'll let you say it. And I've already posted up your info on the Facebook, so I'm going to get that out and share it as much as possible to wherever I can. But like I said, let them know where they can come find you at besides my Facebook page.
Yeah, you could just go to iloveladycam.com. I have, like, all my social network links. But my YouTube is /LADYCAMM. My Facebook is Lady Cam Fans or Lady Cam FB. I have my Twitter is @LADYCAM. But like I said before, you can catch like all my updates. You can subscribe to my newsletter, like all the different things I have. I also have like special gifts I give to my fans, different contests that I have. So make sure you either subscribe to me on my regular page or my fan page on Facebook. But you can just find me on iloveladycam.com.
There it is, y'all. Make sure y'all check her out. Make sure y'all support my girl right here. Like I said, a lot of female artists don't go as hard as this one right here. And she's sexy on top of that. So it's like a double package. That's what I'm saying. That's why I have to have her as Daggers Beauty of the Week as well, because like it's very few girls that come through and do that too. They be Beauty of the Week and they do music. Like, oh, I got the double package right here, so that's even better. So it is all good. Lady Cam hanging out. But we're going to get the Daggers double play real quick. Da, da, da. Let's see what I feel like listening to today. See, this is now I got Lady Cam here. I feel kind of nervous, you know, playing my music. I gotta hold on, because, you know, like I got the jitters now because, oh, Lady Cam's gotta listen to my music. Like, hold on. But we're gonna do it like this with my nigga Nipo the Great off the Dark Side mixtape. Daggers Double Play. We'll be right back. Slap Sundays, Bang Out Radio.
Times. I was watching the Lakers. Yeah, right. Yeah, the Lakers.
Yeah,
I was watching them too.
the dagger, bitches.
I'm gonna go to great.
That's me. Let's get straight to the point, y'all.
Fade them all from the jump. I'm back, nigga. You know it's on. No stunting or running. I'm gunning for the throne. A chrome heater with features that you ain't never seen. No hollow points, just black talons and red beams. Altercations, I'm waiting. I'm praying for the crack. A sharpshooter, I'm shooting. Call me Kevin Durant. I'm about to snap. Fuck it, I'm finna spaz out. I'm in the whipper with a flipper. We about to smash out the glass house. Beating, sitting on 24. We the champs. Fuck it, painted purple and gold. Info the great. Mac Machete, the madman. A mercenary, you murderers with a mic in hand. The plan was to pocket check and post up. Fade them all, the faculty, nigga, fold up. So what about it, nigga, whoever want it. All our positions obliterated. All opponents. L.A. hat, L.A. tat, I'm L.A. zone.
Yep.
L.A. grown, L.A. weed, I'm L.A. on. They playing zone, but fuck it, I'm hitting all three. They paint the D, beast mode, I'm in the key. The dagger and machete, a lethal combination. Combination deadly, now I got to cut you. Stupid motherfucker, ain't my nigga dagger. Tell him what we do, but
niggas like to run their mouth, but running from the words they talk. Claiming they the biggest dog, scared to bite, let her bark. Got no heart, I ripped it out, took a bite, spit it out. Nothing's never on the drought.
What a mouth,
lost count. Way too many zeros, commas, keeping me from all the drama. Still ain't caught a case, paper dates, I got a baby mama.
Yes, I can.
Just like Obama, dagger's got a simple plan.
Work, work, work.
I'm working harder than the Mexican. Me and don't jack me, y'all. Save your words, don't gotta talk. All I hear is money. All that funny shit could take a walk. I don't need it or receive it. Dagger's quick to let it go. You mean me, baby, having backstabbing, lazy asshole. Never will you stop my flow. I'm gonna grow no matter what.
Realize
you dealing with a nigga who don't give a fuck. Strut when I take a walk, blunt roll. Need a hit, money over any bitch. Rather make a bum risk. Role model, never that. Always gotta read aroma. Smoking on it,
Amsterdam.
Picked it up and check the stola. Running niggas over, don't got top against a silly pal. Screaming like I'm ludicrous.
Move, bitch, get out the way.
I love LA, cause that's my city, born and raised in city streets. Yeah. Stepping in my fucking house, show respect. Watch your feet, it's real over here. Out of town, it's better watch your mouth. Ass little way to crib, niggas out of running out.
Yeah,
I said it.
Yeah,
but I'm not trying to diss or nothing.
I'm not trying to
I'm just being honest. I'm just being real like I always
being
do.
Being honest.
We all saw the real. We all saw what happened.
Saw that on YouTube. Look at that.
Just in case you missed it.
Yo.
Ask Lil Wayne the Crip. Niggas had him running out.
We out on that shit. The Dagger. Nympho the Great. The Dark Side. Y'all better act like y'all know. Act like it. Pretend.
They ain't gonna never figure this shit out. Fuck it. Yeah, riding on y'all niggas.
Hello, everybody. The Dagger, LA, West Coast all.
Damn right.
This right here,
what is
this? Is probably as close as I'm gonna get to a thing. So, I want y'all ladies to like this too.
Ladies,
and I can't sing.
I can't.
I know somebody who can.
But he can.
Holla.
Come on, come on.
Westside, LA representative. I love to murder any beat. It never gets repetitive.
Nope.
Y'all niggas like a sedative. The sleep of the year. Soon everyone will know my name. It's like I'm working at you. Now I'm living life without a fear. Out of tears. Complex.
You think you on the corner? We're gonna see because
I got next.
Got
in my bones with double check. Care to rap the
man. Come
call.
On.
No respect for none of y'all. I show you how to
nigga ball.
Kill the water, rolls up, rolled up, showed up. Sing in the studio or stay. Step in.
Blew it up.
Turned up.
Yeah.
Stupid drunk.
Hella hot.
Can't even wear ice.
I'm too hot. It'll liquefy.
I wonder why I even try to keep up my identity. Cause I ain't got shit.
There's a whole lot of energy.
There's no one to pretend I'm all alone.
I don't give a fuck.
Harris, can you hear these middle fingers? Let me turn them up.
Just a shield.
How you like that big
cover?
I don't got no
biggie in me. Westside,
fuck it. Pop.
the one that fucking with me. I don't fucking not care about
niggas with an attitude.
Westside.
Come on.
Sugar free. Fuck a bitch. Make a
word.
And if I say, then I'm representing
Too Short. UGK.
Perfect team, but many lost before the time.
Got you all in check.
Thanks. What's the
problem?
Underrated, always hated, always made it. He was violated. It's my life, so I would never trade it. Early life, I hesitated. Now I'm so perpetual. The best of both worlds in one man.
A nigga like you,
keep
going.
You always got a way. Entire life is full of hurt. Using everything I learned. Try to keep it comical, but niggas always think I'm sad.
Dagger, what you doing?
What you think, Ren? Showing off. Giving the people a little twist of effect. I got love for myself. I don't need your respect. I got so many scars. Got the most on my back. I trusted way too many people. Yeah, I fell in the trap. But now, I got your mama track. Slap and feel the bitch.
Dagger, it's your turn to shine.
Yeah, you're right, I'm getting
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
losing is my purpose. I'm never losing focus.
What?
I'm super califragilistic, expialidocious.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to stay here, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Damn it. My bad. Hold on. Call slipping. I do want to run a commercial real quick. Hold on. Still commercial time. Hold on. Hold on. Alright, that's better.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game pipe. Splash Martin. Nothing talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West Take Coast. Out. Bang out radio.
Alright, there we go. Now we're officially back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Chilling with Lady. Cam in the building. How you feeling?
Damn.
You feeling good?
Yeah. I'm feeling great.
That's good. You know, you remind me of a nigga Ashton Martin. That's just your trademark right there. Like, Cam, my nigga Ashton, be like, take off. Like, y'all got that trademark. That's what I like, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I was going to have you talk with my person that was over here trying to, you believe this dude called in, like I said, I'm not going to speak bad on the man. Like I said, he got heart for doing that. This dude called into my show talking about, man, I'm trying to be the co-host. What's up? Like, I'm like,
I heard the end of it.
Yeah, I'm like, hold up. Like, it kind of shocked me for a second. Because, like I said, he had hit me on my Facebook, whatever, talking about, you know, I want to come on the show, woo-woo, whatever, you know, I want to co-host. And then I'm like, all right, I was looking. And then I saw he was doing his own little show or whatever or something. So I'm like, okay, all right. But then for him to just call in, you know, I felt like he just kicked in the door, like, can I get a job? Like, you know, I felt kind of, you know,
yeah.
That's like Cam. That's like you in the studio going to work, and you know, somebody you don't even know come over, like, boom, hey, let me get on one of your tracks. You gonna be like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
you know,
I
like, but he had heart though. He had heart for doing it. You know,
right,
I gotta
right.
give him that. He had heart for doing it. But I don't know, it was weird, but he's gone now. So actually it's still just you and me hanging out right now, Cam. So I don't know where I wanna go. What you see this current let's go backtrack a little bit. Let me see what you think about certain topics. Now Now, this type of shit I don't know would probably happen out that way either. Like you said, you heard about the dude with the crazy white dude with the that said he was the Joker, whatever, shot at the movie theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of, you know, it'd be shit like that. It's like, you know, you already knew that was a white person. You know, black folks, we may shoot each other. I mean, honestly, we'll kill each other. We ain't gonna go shoot up no movie theater. You know, not no full body armor, gas mask and shit. We ain't gonna do that type of stuff. But also, what I want to ask, okay, like I said, what's the number one problem with dudes? Like I said, just because I know dudes, what's the ones you come across in your area, maybe? Because like I said, the guys are different. I like hearing stories from different parts of the world. Like, what's the major issue with the niggas out there? Like, because out here, we got like they like thirsty. You know, they all try to. Oh, okay, you understood what I said. And super thirsty, like. Or they try to buy women, you know, the girls out here be falling for that shit, just falling for money, or anybody who's throwing money at them or anything like that. I mean, what's the black folk life like out there?
I wouldn't say out here, but just like guys that I run into, I would just say like a lack of motivation.
Nobody want to do shit, huh? Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
I don't think like we have a lot of things to inspire people out here in general. So it's like, okay, what's there to do? You know? Like a lack of motivation.
But it's like, but you got to do something. You got to have something to do in life. But that's what it is. These motherfuckers out there, because I mean, not to talk about Texas or Louisiana or whatever. I'm not
saying
right,
yeah,
I'm saying not all down here. Okay, because I had been there. So, you know, I don't know what it's like. But, you know, for movies or for like movies and shit, this is all I got to go off of. So if I sound ignorant when asking this, then by all means I am. But, I mean, it just seems like, they portray it like, it just seems like a lot of, like, empty fields, just, you know, houses every now and then, you know, I guess in the real country part of them. Probably not down in Houston or anything, but is it kind of like that, or am I off?
Well, no, this is like the city, like, the part that I say is, I wouldn't say country, but it's like on the outskirts of Baton Rouge, like in Baker. Baker is pretty cool, it's like a town, it's pretty laid back, you know, I really like Baker.
All right. We're straight up to 314. Hold up real quick. Let's see who's trying to get in on the conversation. 2998, you got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey,
great show,
going
man. This is William
who's
Rock
this?
The Fourth. William Rock the Fourth, the jazz elementalist, man, and a big fan of Lady Cam.
Oh, shit. Hey, Lady Cam, got the fans calling in. Now, sir, what's your favorite Lady Cam song?
Man, look here. I did not grow up with hip-hop. Hip-hop grew up with me. And I guarantee you, Lady Cam is the real deal.
Damn! Oh, thank you. You ain't saying nothing. I already know. Yeah, exactly. Anything you want to ask her while she's right here?
I mean, seriously, in a day and age where artists got to have a whole bunch of celebrity cameos and features to sell their music, Cam carries her albums by herself.
Oh, man, thank
and
you.
And that just says a whole lot about her talent and her skills.
Thank you a lot.
As it does. Anything you want to ask it while you got it right here on the line?
Yeah. Cam.
Yo.
When is Jazz Box dropping? I'm counting it. Is what? 36 hours and counting, right?
Right, you're right. Exactly. It's dropping on Tuesday. I'm going to have it on my I Love Lady Cam. You know, of course, all my social networks, I'm just going to spam everything. Of course, you know, the fans, they're going to share the links. But Jazz Box is dropping on Tuesday.
Okay. Sounds real good. Now I heard through the grapevine too that you know you kind of expanding your thing. You doing a little acting here and there. Now you doing a few movies and stuff. Now I mean,
definitely. It's like in my shout out to my brother. She handles like all my film projects and casting. But it's like non-speaking roles, like small roles, few extra things and special features. So I'm kind of starting off small until I really get to know the ropes. Because I did go to college like a year and a half for video production.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, well
Sidney
Poitier didn't start off at the top, and neither did Sam Jackson. So, you know.
But I have met some crazy, wonderful people, man. Like, it's crazy. Like, I really love it, though. It's like my second passion, though.
Okay. Sounds good. But, I mean, seriously, I'm a serious Lady Cam fan. I'm a music fan, period. But when you got talent and skill, I mean, it don't matter white, black, male, female, you know, Martian, When you got skills, I just recognize.
Yes, sir, game, recognize game and skill. Like I said, you can't deny skill, point blank, period. You can't deny that. And I was saying that when Cam first got on the show, like, you can't deny skill. And that's going to be hard as fuck. Like, lyric play, how you deliver, you know, what you're saying. You got something to say on top of that and everything. Like, Lady Cam is, like I said, ladies, y'all better watch her, man. This is the bar that's set right here, you know. Like, that's how you set the bar.
He's not lying either. He's not lying. And also, too, I want to thank you, too, for having her on the show because it helped me to discover your channel. If I wasn't a Lady Cam fan, I might not have even known about your station. But if have enough class to have her on, then, hey, I'm going to be checking for you, too.
I had to beg for Lady Cam's attention. I've been trying to get on the show for a while. Like, dog, like I said, I've been like, Cam. Cam, like, it took me a while to, like I said, Cam fucked with me and be, like I said, I first started my show, Cam sent me some tracks, like, boom, like, oh, I'm on it, like, okay, I was on it, Cam did it radio play, and it's like, all right, well, I saw the new album dropping, I'm like, all right, Cam, why I ain't got no new music, I see the new album dropping and everything, why I ain't got no new tracks, so I'm asking for new tracks for, like, 2-3 weeks, finally shoots me down. I'm like, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she hits me up like, how about that interview? I'm like, Cam,
also, too, don't hold it against her, though, too, because, in this day and age, you know, artists have to come sometimes play the cards kind of close to the vest. You know, you don't want stuff leaking out, and then people bootlegging your stuff, you know.
It's all respect. It's all respect. Like I said, I'm knowing.
You know.
Cam got to make sure she didn't know me like that. She didn't know who I was and everything. But like I said, Cam, you're always safe over here, and I always got the back on anything. So you always
thank you.
Right. Cam got to eat too, so you know we want to keep her well fed, so she look real nice and pretty on them videos.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. You already looking sexy now. Look, and you know what? I just posted up, like I said, she's also Dagger's Beauty of the Week this week as well. So I just blown up her picture, and her picture is already getting blown up by people. Like, oh, things like that. Tiger print, you're killing them in the tiger print. They like it that one right now.
Yeah, of course. That's why I sent that one. I said, yeah, they like this one.
Look, see? Cam already know.
And you know what? Do you know what I really admire most about Cam? The thing that I admire most about Cam is that in a day and age where so many other female artists are trying to just be sex kittens and use sex to sell their music, Cam uses her skill, period.
All right. And
you ain't got to worry about Cam twerking it or nothing like that. Cam is going to spit
to see it, though. Although, we'd be nice to see, just to be honest. There's nothing wrong with it, but... Just show you can do it like once. Just show you can do it like once, maybe twice. You know? But also, but here, let's do this. Thanks for calling in. I mean, you're welcome to hang out, but I'm going to get back into some more music, chilling with Lady Cam. And then I'm also going to play a couple of other ladies I'm respecting right now because, like I said, we're going to do it for the Lady PMCs right now.
Oh,
and there's a couple
of
other Yes, sir.
She actually did a tribute. She did a tribute song on her own.
Yeah, I don't know if you got that, yeah.
Oh yeah,
no,
man, you better get that tribute song, man.
She did a tribute song.
Night out, man,
that is
bad. It's a tribute to all the ladies of hip hop, and she going all the way back.
Like I mean, she went back. I like the one she did over the girl's name.
Lauryn Hill,
there it is. That she killed that shit. Like I said, I got much respect for Lady Cam, but we got some other PMCs I want to show some respect to. Like I said, ladies, y'all got to step y'all bars up, raise them up. We're going to let the other lady PMCs rock the mic right now in the airways and honor Lady Cam. We're going to start off with Daddy the Seducer. Let's go.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Jimmy, this beat is banging. Tell them hell no. Before you touch my ass,
a broke up with this liquor in my body. But I'm feeling kinda naughty. He's smelling like Usher, so I ask him how you riding. And your hoodoo, huh? I can dig that. But where's your money for this cash? Like an ATM, but this is college. Are you funny? Like my left, right, left, right. Strip a motor all night. Cody missed with that fright. He's a nigga I like. Don't be afraid when I throw it back. Got you like Red Fox, about to have a heart attack.
Thank you. love, but you need more. Man, if you feel like that, what I'm here for? Relationship go up and down like a seesaw. You making it hard to move like my knees sore. And we just need to stop, mama, we need to break. Relationships are kind of slow, we need a new pace. All this love is like a toothpaste. The same problems being refined like DJ.
Okay.
I never knew that it ended in the end. And we tried, we fight, emotion was just different. When I'm coming home, you be tripping. I'll be on the road doing shows with my folks. I'll be going to you at home all alone with the children. Like there's nothing wrong, money blown over in your hustle. Hard to get it all, to make it all for more living. Give a loss, put in bars, so we all go to prison. Baby girl, sit down.
Don't
I'm here now,
about.
So we can try to just figure this shit out. We ain't gotta go to court, no testament. You got the best of me, and I be loving it.
Heard
but
it all
gone on some low other shit. And I be gone in my other web, yeah, with my other chick. Confront the problem, you got amnesia. You don't need this shit, I don't need it.
Please.
You know, taking bitches out to eat, meals and whatnot. Next thing you know, you wake up in a rest haven for hoes, a sanctuary for scandalous skeezers and stunts. You're jumping to conclusions. It's just a date. What if he marries her? end up with a hoe for a grandma. Ronnie, shut your dumb ass up. What if we have a hoe for a grandma and she comes to school on career day? Ooh, what if they have kids? We have a brother, a sister that's half hoe.
Riley.
This is your home? It's beautiful. Hey, boys. I love this place. I never want to leave. Is there anything to eat?
I didn't want to believe Riley. I wanted Granddad to have finally found love in his life. But I've never been wanting.
What that shit do, Radio Man? It's your girl, Miss Tweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slap Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. Slap Sunday is the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio. You still got time to call in if you want to, but we're about to get out of here pretty soon. 661-621-7559. Still chilling with Lady Cam, but I know you got to get up here, out of here, Lady Cam. I thank you so, so much for coming and hanging out with your boy. Like I said, it's been a long time, but I guess better late than never, you know what I mean?
I know, right?
I hope you enjoyed your stay, and like I said, lock in the numbers. Yep. If you're not doing nothing on Sundays from 7 to 9, whatever you're on your time, or, you know, on Wednesdays from 9 to 11. Like I said, Wednesdays, you know, that's ladies' night. So you need to come over there and listen to what some of these ladies be on. They be on some
shit. Oh, definitely, man.
Sometimes, right? So I don't know what the time is, but on Wednesday night, that's 9 to 11, all right? So you're always welcome to come through, give your 2 cents on everything. You already know that.
Cool, definitely.
And make sure you keep me updated on your links and music, and make sure you keep me fresh, new, need some drops, you know, anything you want to do to help your boy out, like I said, it's always welcomed, all right?
Definitely. Thank you for having me. I did enjoy my stay, though. Really enjoyed it.
Hey, yes, ma'am. Well, you like I said, you're always welcome back, all right? So make sure you check in with your boy at any time, okay?
All right. Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. You too. Lady Kale. Yeah.
Hey.
I'll let you later, all right?
All right, then. Appreciate it.
But, oh, man, like I said, you never know who's out here listening. Lady Cat checking in. That was a cool little interview. Like I said, she just may have upped up my downloads a little bit. Like, it's beautiful, beautiful. But let's see who else is on the phone line tonight trying to holler, chill out for a second. Hold up. Come on. You can work. I know you can work. Come on. This is why I run 2 computers. So when one don't work, I got the other one. Hold on. Is that going to work? Come on. You can do it. I know you can do it. There it is. Queen.
What's up?
I'm getting really good at recognizing these numbers nowadays, so that's good. I'm really glad I can. Now, hold on. Let me see if I can go 2 for 2. Hold on. Hold on, man. I think I know what this is, too. Hold on. Lion.
What's Gucci? Lion in the building. You didn't know what it is.
Yes, sir. I'm getting good at this. What's up, people? How y'all feeling tonight?
Chilling, man. Having a great evening.
That's good. That's good. Oh, that's good, man. Like I said, it's been a crazy up and down weekend for me. I went through some shit the other day that I didn't even know how I was gonna make it out. What is? Is that me?
No, I hear it.
No, that's me, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. But no, so what's going on? Any new? Like I said, I can get into my story. I'm trying not to bring down the show. Like I said, it's been amped up, and I've been trying to forget about what happened to me. But what's been going on with y'all, man? Lion, what's going on with you this last summer? Whoa, did I just break something?
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
I got that gift from Georgia like about 2 days ago and shit. So that shit was fun. I went down there. I just finished 2 songs. I'm trying to get some shit to you. Like I said, my chip broke, so I'm just working with what I got right now. So I'm just working on a few things to send you.
Okay, no problem. I'm always waiting, man. I'm always going to be here, hopefully, God willing, and everything. And also, man, like I said, I'm going to tell all y'all, man, I need some drops from you and everything, too, man. You ain't gave me no drops or anything either. So, man, do those, too, when you get a chance. All
right? You're right.
I need a couple of those. So, man, like I said, hook me up with those as well. And, Quinn, how are you feeling this evening?
I'm okay this evening. I'm all right.
Yeah.
Did you now being the co-host or whatever? Did you hear old boy earlier trying to come through on the show? He was chilling, wasn't he? I'm sorry. Did you hear this?
Yeah, I was chilling. I caught the tail end of that. I caught the tail end.
It was kind of amazing, but at the same time, I mean, I'm not trying to talk about nobody and like I said, but. I was going to ask him while he was on the show, but he also hung up before we got to the end of the show, which is also not good. I mean, if you're going to – let me also say this. If G-Ray, if you're still listening, if you wanted to get on the show and now that you're not here, that's not a good thing. So, like, you kick in the door to get up, try to get on the show and get a position, and then you leave before the show's over. I mean, what kind of – that doesn't show me anything good. But – so I'm still going to – I can't ask the question, but I was going to ask him on the show. But he seemed kind of like slow. Or off to anybody else? I mean, for people that was listening to him, like, am I the only one that caught that?
No, I caught it too. I didn't understand what was really going on with him. Like, why was he trying to get a position on as co-host on Fall Sundays again? I mean, like, can I figure out what happened from the beginning?
Just,
he
just wanted to. Like, yo, I'm trying to be on the radio. Can I be your co-host? That's how he just came into the show and asked. That's how he just came out of the show and asked. And like I said, I'm gonna give him credit ahead of time because, like I said, he hit me up like a week ago and like yo, I was trying to come on the show and be your co-host. But he just straight asked me. It's like I don't even think he barely listens to the show or anything. I think he just wants to be on the radio just because. That's the impression I got.
So, okay.
I don't know, but he's gone, so, I mean, I don't know. We'll see what, and like I said, he was here, and now he's gone, so we'll see if he comes back. I'm not sure, but besides that, like I'm saying, I don't know. Dwindling down, about 15 minutes left, trying to decide what I want to do. I don't know if I want to get into the smoke session or if I want to do the bang out cypher. We got three people right now, so we're gonna put it to a vote. Lion, you want to get into the smoke session or you want to the bang out cypher tonight?
Smoke session.
Smoke session. Queen V, how you feeling tonight? Smoke session or the bang out cypher?
We need a smoke session.
If my vote doesn't matter, then we're going to get into the smoke session. We're going to get right back, and I'll let my people say their goodbyes real quick, and we're going to get into it like this. The smoke session, we haven't done this in a while, so we're going to do a very full smoke session, all right? So make sure you get your blunts, your bars, your zigzag, whatever you're rolling up, whatever you're smoking on, get it ready, and here we go.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, hit that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for the flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSC. Theater. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Sorry. Inked up from the swag nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stacked up the cush, never stress me. And a bitch stony for the neck like a necklace. Get her high, now she wanna touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch looking for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with it. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, yes. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
MC, nigga.
She ate, bro.
King's hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like that leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke until it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action. Loud, packing a pistol, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's got weed. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed. Let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum out
back,
nigga.
Brand new to the smoke session, Miss Aaliyah. That green, let's go.
Johnny Giuliano.
I put it down for my hustlers.
Who my hustlers? Who my
I get high, I can't even lie. First I under eye,
Your Superman was to get this high, I know that boy would die. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Cush joints, bean joints, really it's whatever. That be me, I be rolling really on whatever. Popping off to fry my brain, but I'm also clever. Take a bong and pack that shit. Fuck to change the weather. Never took when I hit that shit. My lungs been dead cause the bitch I'm ripped. Split at 2-3 feet long. That's my food, I name my bones. Smoke every day like cheap and song. In that 40, that be my zone. Pack that 40, that be my song. Gun start to lick it dome. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain, thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Nah, I posted up my swag on him. I be damn this on a whim. Smoking on this Cali bud, but I just got back from Amsterdam. Take plans, yeah, I stay fly. Say the game, that just ain't out my eyes. Say red because I'm high. Smoking to this lullaby. Pass out, can't if I try. Just say, roll brain, rip eye. Pencil on some other shit. Pencil on some double shit. See me in some trouble shit. I light them up and take one hit. Now you tell me how many hits. What it takes for you to get as high as I get. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Thumping like my trunk. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking song. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. I'm like Forrest Gump. You ain't smoking like I'm smoking brain. Something like my song. Ain't no puff, puff, passing on this motherfucking
song. Yeah, yeah, we back. Slap Sunday, it's Dagger. LA, West Coast all day. About to put an end to another show. But again, before we get out of here, I'm going to let my people say their goodbyes real quick. Even though they just checked in at the end, but like always, better late than never. It's okay. Queen B, go ahead and give your shout out to anybody you want to say goodbye to, anything like that.
Shout out to my roommates. I love you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. shout out to my whole fam. Keeping into my prayers right now. Let's see. Shout out to the Dagger.
Thank LA.
You so much. West Coast. shout out to Dagger. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to co-host with you on West Coast Wednesday Hump Night.
No problem.
Check me out. You can check me out Wednesday night from 9 to 11 with my boy the Dagger. Yeah, that's about it, y'all. If you guys want to send me any of your music, I know that you guys want to holler at Dagger for that, but you can also holler at me about that, too. You guys can
yes, please do. Because my email is too cracking sometimes. Yes, please do.
QueenB1991@gmail.com. That's QueenB1991@gmail.com. You can send me the music, and best believe it will get airplay. Yeah, if you guys want to holler at me, facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. Twitter.com. You can follow me at QueenVicky_TM. Again, that's QueenVicky_TM. Yeah, that's about it, y'all.
Yeah, all right. Hold on. But hold on real quick. Stay on the line, though.
Okay.
Stay on the line. Because, and Lion, I see you. Hold on real quick. I got to buff. I think just G-rated to step back in. Hold on real quick. G-rated?
Yo.
Yeah.
hey, man, how you gonna show up to the audition, right? You're gonna show up to the audition, you're gonna be there. Then you're gonna leave mid audition and then come back at the end, like what happened? Where'd you go? What happened?
I'm sorry, you seem like you was busy with your guests and all that, so, you know.
Well, I had to guess, yeah. I mean, I have to do my interview, but that doesn't mean that you hang up. I mean, if you wanted to be part of this, if you try to be part of the show, then I felt you shouldn't have left at all. That's how I feel. You're supposed to hold on to that. I was like, hold on, I'm doing the interview, and then I'll get back when I'm done with the interview, and then you disappear.
I thought the interview was getting longer, so, you know.
Well, I mean, there's the interview part, and then, okay, but then she was going to hang out for the rest of the show, and then when she came back, I was going to have you try to talk to her, like, and see, you know, I was going to test you a little bit real quick to see how you do with some guests and everything, but you was gone. I couldn't do that. So now I feel disappointed and upset. This is not looking good on the resume right now. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
So we're going to have to, as it stands right now, we might have to try this again at a later date, but as it stands right now, you know, we're not going to be able to go ahead and do that. You're always more than welcome to come through, chill. Like I said, if you want to try to help your boy, you can still more than welcome to, like, help promote the show and everything like that, because like I said, but as it stands right now, like I said, you got to be dedicated, you got to know what to do, and this is something we're going to have to work on. This is going to be something we're going to do in the future. But right now, we can't do it right this second, all right?
Not even next Sunday?
Well, I mean, like I said, you can come through and hang out, but I mean, I can't guarantee that, you know, you're going to be, like, co-host, because like I said, today I tried to give you that, and you left. You know, you just, like, I feel like you walked away.
I mean, next Sunday, I mean, if you give me a better chance next Sunday, I won't do it again, so.
But I gave you the chance today. But like I said, man, holler at your boy next Sunday. We're gonna see what's up. I'm like I said, it's just not looking good right now. All right, I'm just being honest with you, okay? And then also do this. Here's some homework for you by next Sunday. Then we're gonna see if you're gonna promote the show. I need like if you got friends on your Facebook, your Twitters, whatever, you know, whatever they have, they need to email me specifically and say they want you to be my co-host. And we'll see how many emails I get for you to be co-host on this show. All right.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. So next week, it depends. So you got to get your promote on because by next week, I need to know how many new emails I get of people telling me that you should be the co-host on my show. That's the emails I should be getting from new people that you're telling about the show. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, let me also ask you one question, man, just because I want to know. Man, are you, don't take this the wrong way, but like, are you slow, or is there something like wrong, or is that just like some Baltimore slang you guys got going out there? Because it seems like, you know, there's something. If there is, like I said, I'm not here to judge. I'm just asking.
No, I'm not slow.
Okay, man, that's all. I'm just making sure, man. No disrespect or anything. It just seems like, I guess that's just that Baltimore slang I'm not used to. So, all right, man, next week, man, new emails, people saying you want to be on the show. We'll see what happens, man, but you... Honestly, you fucked up tonight. I'm just being real with you, but you fucked up. All right?
Okay.
All right, man. Next week, we'll see what happens. Yeah, man, hold on. All right, my bad. I had to handle that real quick. But hold on, let me get Lion in here real quick. Lion, hold up. There he is. Lion, still good?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, man. Give your shout-outs real quick. I know they can. You can always Lion's music on Google. I know that much, but I mean everything else, man. Let them know what's up real quick.
Hell yeah, LionzMuzik. You can find me. Google me, yo. Shout out Ashton Martin. Shout out Montana Red Clay CEO. The General, Young Kicks, Hoffa. Shout out the whole Lions and my whole team doing things. Bang Out Radio, Slap Sundays. Shout out Queen. Y'all already know what it is, man. I got love and respect for everyone. Thank you for everyone listening, showing your support. Shout out. I hope you have a great evening.
Now, Lion. What do you think of old boy, man? Did you catch any of the show earlier? Was you listening before you called in?
All I heard was that last segment. I didn't even hear him call in early. I wasn't listening in earlier, but yeah.
All right, well, I mean, everybody,
I got no words
everybody
for that.
That Everybody that didn't catch the beginning, make sure, like I said, like I always say, make sure y'all go back, check out the show at least one more time, and check it from the beginning. Put in y'all votes, too. Let me know what y'all think of my man G-Rated, if he thinks he can hang and be over here on Slap Sundays with us, because y'all know we a special breed of people over here. All right, so we got to see if he's up to par, if he's up to caliber. No disrespect, but, I mean, I'm not going to down my show, especially since we almost up to 500. And y'all are actually going to call my fucking bluff, eh, Chong? Y'all going to get it to 500. I don't know what it is. Motherfuckers are talking their ass off about this show. Keep doing that. Just keep doing it. Fuck it. I'm going to have to pay the piper, and I'm going to do that. If y'all get us up to 500, then, like I said, I'm going to extend the show one extra hour. We're going to get all kind of new features. Ain't no telling what's going to happen. So keep talking about the show. If you told your friend, make sure your friend told their friend. Woo-woo, this, that, because that's the only way it's going to happen, y'all. Because, like I said, nobody believes me. But obviously they believe in y'all because y'all just keep talking y'all ass off and more people is over here chilling with us. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, all right, because we all in this together. So that's the end of this Slap Sundays. We're going to see y'all next week from 7 to 9. Shout out to Lady Cam, Lion, Queen V, chilling, G-Rated. Like I said, man, do your homework. We'll see if we can get you back over here next week. Anybody that calls into the show, anybody that fucks with the show, always, like I said, y'all doing big things because, like I said, I only promote the show on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I know that's not enough to get us to, like, 500 and beyond that. So I know y'all are doing what y'all got to do. Now the phone want to ring while I'm in here trying to do my show. Not answering the phone right now. Sorry. But we'll see y'all next week. 7 to 9. We'll see y'all on Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11. Bang Out Radio. Make sure y'all send in y'all music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And, yeah, that's about it. So we're going to roll on with the line. Couple of lines there real quick because we won't stop. All right? See y'all next week.
No, won't stop the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider till I kick back, stay high up for life. And now I won't stop, won't stop. Now I won't stop. Thank you.
Bang Out Radio.